Okay, good morning, everybody. So we have discussed this morning of concluding Perek Chav Dalad, sort of moving closer to the terminus of the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. So the Rambam, after authoring this classical Perek about judicial discretion and never having the Dayan's hands tied when it comes to the pursuit of MS, and even as important as the process is, especially in Dine Mamonos, and then when it comes to Dine Nefashos, having the permission structure of Makan Von Shalom and Adin, and Malkin Alotova Shemua, and then the Vachains, Hefker Best and Hefker, and then for purposes of Nidoy, and then we talked about, Haka'a and Klala and Talisha Sayar, and then we talked about Hardafa, and all the things, and, whether it's Kedei, Ligdor Saperetz, La Rivim and Hashim Haroyim, Ruyim La Rivim Mohem, we talked about, Nashim Nachrios, and balancing, what would normally be the due process of the individual against, the needs of society, which is kind of like the whole idea of Knas in general. Mamon She'enu Mishtalim Berosh, as the Gemara refers to it, that, really in principle, a person is only obligated to, make restitution of what they took, but sometimes we have to balance, what this person's due process, would indicate, versus the needs of society. But the Rambam says, and again, these are, as the Kesef Mishnah, so beautifully comments on the halacha we're about to read, Devei Rabbeinu Ru'uyin Eilav, that the words of the Rambam are appropriate for somebody of his stature. And he really is writing on his own. We don't, have too many indications in Chazal that explain the exact formulations of the Rambam, but I want to try to demonstrate, one of the I think parallels here, which we'll come to the next paragraph. So again, we have this dual formulation, which I think is very significant, right? It has to be that this individual, deserves this, so that's part of the equation, and also the sha'a. And you have to balance those two factors. What is the need of the hour? What is the appropriate for the individual? It can't be disproportionate to the individual, too much in one direction. That's what discretion is. That's what judgment is. It's about balancing and trying to find fairness, with respect to this individual. Obviously, you have the Gemara Brachos in mind here that Gadol Kavod Abrios is Docha Losase. Min haTorah, right? Which lo saseh is lo saser, min adav rashi yagidu l'cha yaminu small, but that's what the Rambam is alluding to here, really. So it's a lo saseh min haTorah, but lo saseh shal divrayim, v'kol shken kavod b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, ha-machazikim b'torah sa'emes, she'yeh zoyer shal yaros kivodam, el-hosif v'chvod ha-malkom bilvad. The only permission structure is, for kavod haTorah, for kavod ha-shamayim. She'kol mevazes haTorah gufo mechua al-abrios, ve'mechavides haTorah gufo mechubad Al habrios vein kavurat Torah lasos al pik chukah mishpatah. What does kavurat Torah mean? Kavurat Torah means that you have to follow the halacha. And in that respect, we have to ensure that this person's actions aren't deleterious to society writ large. One of the really interesting, I think, applications here of the idea is raised by the Evin Ha'azal. The Evin Ha'azal, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, says, sounds very much like the Rambam, that Kavod Abrios applies to all of B'nai Noach, right? Because if you, he says, Tzarechiyun, but that's the way it sounds. V'kol shekein B'nai Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov ha-machazikim b'torah sa'emes, right? When he says, Aliyah Kavod Abrios kal b'einav, and then he says, kol shekein Kavod B'nai Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, so the Eben Azel says, maybe Kavod Abrios should be doche isurim midivrehem, even if we're talking about those who are not Jewish. So I thought that was a very fascinating issue that the Evin Ha'azal raises. B'chol mikra is something that's, I think, a very fascinating point that emerges here. And the Rambam refers to, the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So that, I think, is foreshadowing what Perek Chaf Hei starts with, and we'll get there tomorrow, which is the reciprocal relationship of kavod between the Dayanim and the Tzibor, and between the Tzibor and the Dayanim. And when the Rambam wants to appeal to the importance of this, he talks about how even if these people might not be, religious paragons, or at least they don't, strike us that way, the fact of the matter is that they're Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, and that has to be taken with a great deal of seriousness. And never forget, who one is dealing with, and hopefully that keeps the leader in a certain frame of mind.